Meliard Town Hall, Lucien Dupré, a deported resistance fighter. Lucien Dupré, née Gomignon, and her family lived at Les Champs in Meliard in the Allier. As a communist resistance fighter, under the pseudonym Jean, with the National Front for the Independence of France, she supplied the Maquis of Campoche, who live in the woods of the Douzenon Valley, not far from their farm, with food and supplies. Like all the rest of the inhabitants of the small hamlet of Champs, Lucien did not know the resistance fighters installed in their makeshift camp in the clearing at the bottom of the nearby valley. For Lucien, as well as for the villagers, it was prudent not to know anything about them from a legal point of view. Also, the security of the clandestine fighters sheltered in the woods depended upon their discretion. Order. On March 21st, 1944, the German police arrived at the Dupré farm looking for Lucien's son, Jean-Michel, who was a resistance fighter in the FFI. The police seemed to be well informed and rightly claimed that Jean had gone out on his bicycle the day before. That day, Lucien's husband, Francis, and their two sons, Jean and Lucien, were busy working in the fields not far from the farm. The German police began their intimidation by throwing the whole loaf of bread from the baker on tour into the pond, and then attacked Lucien and her teenage daughter, Simone. Lucien was savagely beaten, but said nothing. Not having found Jean-Michel, the policeman arrested Lucien and her daughter, Simone. Additionally, they arrested two Marseille residents, Louis Sirico and Vincent Bouget, who were resistant to the STO forced work regulations and were refugees hiding with the Nouvelle, one of the three neighbouring families of the Dupré in the village of Les Champs. Internée. Interned with her daughter Simone at La Malle Coiffée, a German military prison in Moulins, Allier, Lucien was then transferred to the Fort de Romainville, which was the waiting area for women deported in 1944. Simone, aged 15 and a half, was released on June 4, 1944. And returned to her family farm in the village of Les Champs in Meliard. Deported to Ravensbrück, Lucien Dupré was one of 111 women deported on June 30, 1944 from Paris, Gare de l'Est to Saarbrücken in passenger carriages in convoy number 1235. Most of the women were then transferred to the Ravensbrück camp, where they arrived on July 7, 1944. Lucien was given the number 44708. Of the 111 women in this convoy, 52 stayed in Ravensbrück, but 5 were gassed and 3 others were released before the official date. Released. Lucien Dupré was one of the 301 women liberated on April 9, 1945 by the International Committee of the Red Cross in exchange for German civilian internees sent back by France on April 7. Transferred by truck from Ravensbrück to Kreuzlingen at the German-Swiss border, Lucien reached en masse by train on June 11, 1945. Weakened and starving from her time in Ravensbrück, Lucien was then hospitalized for 15 days in Aix-les-Bains, after which she traveled by train and was repatriated with her family. Unfortunately, as her physical condition was so deteriorated, when she arrived at the station, she was unrecognizable to her own family. Later, on May 8th, a very ill Lucienne asked to have the window of her bedroom open to better hear the church bells ringing, to celebrate the end of the war and victory of the Allied forces in Europe. Died for France. Lucienne de Pré died at her home in Meliard on 15th May 1945. On February 14th, 1955, some 10 years later, Lucienne de Pré was finally posthumously awarded her resistance deportee card, according to family testimonials and Amis de la Fondation pour la Mémoire de la Deportation des Alliés, AMDF-03, sources. Lucienne de Pré died for France.